Well, now when we come to chapter 4, we see the retardation of the rebuilding by opposition. Now, the opposition here did not come from the inside, but from the outside. And this is a rather detailed section, and I'm not going to spend a great deal of time in it other than to call attention to what was taking place. Now, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asshur, which brought us up hither." Now, I'm going to have occasion later on to call attention to the fact that not just two tribes return, but all 12 tribes actually return. And you'll notice here that these people, they're saying that they had returned under the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asshur, that is, Assyria, had carried the northern. And some of them apparently had trickled back into that land. And they were mixed with the Samaritans at this particular time. And as a result, the Samaritans wanted to join up, as it were. Well, that's always been the subtlety of Satan as he's worked through liberalism. The very interesting thing is, liberalism divided the church. Then it came along and said, "Now you fundamentalists, you're always fighting, you join with us. And because we didn't join with them, why, we are the troublemakers, you see." But who was it really split the church at the beginning? It was liberalism. Now, liberalism wants you to come back on their terms. And they said, "Why, we've been worshiping God here all along. And you folk had just got back, and you'll just let us come in with you." Well, believe me, there's no compromise with liberalism. On their terms, worshiping the way they do. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, "Ye have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God." Now, they're not very nice, are they? In fact, they don't seem to be for the ecumenical movement here at all. In fact, they seem to be rather rude. But the very interesting thing is they were right. And that's the important thing to be. You can't always be overly polite. And when the two books come into conflict, How to Make Friends and Influence People, that comes into conflict with the Bible. The Bible must prevail for the child of God. And then when you put in the power of positive thinking, there's sometimes the power of negative thinking. And these people have got a little negative thinking. They're right, by the way. And you just don't say, "Oh, isn't it wonderful? All of us going to come together, and it'll be just great." Well, it wasn't. And if you want to know whether we're friends or enemies, immediately when they were turned down, they got off a letter to the king at that time, and they sent it to Artaxerxes. And they are attempting now to frustrate the building of the temple. And they have an argument. They say, "Well, you know, this Jerusalem, the rebellious city, they're building the temple." Well, Artaxerxes didn't go into detail at all, and so he made a decree that they couldn't rebuild it. And so the letter came back, and of course these so-called friends wanted to cooperate with them, bring them the letter and say, "You're going to have to quit building." And the work ceased for a time.